Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is State of Emergency.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Wednesday. We know that usually this episode is dedicated to Bachelor in Paradise, but it was a big week. We had the Met Gala Monday night, so we are going to do a recap of all the Met Gala looks. We're going to talk about our favorite, our least favorite, and then we will get into our Bachelor in Paradise recap. Unfortunately, we do not have Trent today because he is out golfing.
Terrible, terrible news. 2 weeks without Trent.
I can't even take it.
It is the Ryder Cup coming up. Mm-hmm. Very important. Big tournament. The biggest.
Who cares?
Yeah. Fuck that. Trent's got a job to do. He's dedicated to foreplay and the golf life, and he has to be there, and we will miss him, but we will cover it, and we are going to talk about the Met Gala first. So I think we should just get into it.
I think we should. I will say maybe we highly recommend watching this one on YouTube.
Yes.
If you're not subscribed to the Chicks in the Office YouTube, you should go do
if
that
you're not
right
watching
now.
On YouTube, I got to say, let me just go on a little rant about this really quickly. I know people like to listen their commutes.
I'm
not going to scare people, but I just like to encourage them to really check out the YouTube, because I think that Natalie and Noah do a really great job of editing the podcast on YouTube. Like,
shout out Natalie.
Yeah, Natalie's fucking awesome. She crushes it. And a lot of the visuals that we talk about on the podcast are included on the YouTube. I do understand that people watch on their way to work, and you can't like always watch
on
YouTube.
Comes out faster.
But if you do have the opportunity, check it out.
And just
subscribe.
Like facial expressions and stuff, you know.
You can see it all. You get Noah Cam. I know people love to know what Noah looks like. So go subscribe to the Chicks in the Office YouTube. Show some love.
Yes, that would be great. We're going to put up all the pictures that we're talking about. So that's definitely a huge help when you're doing a fashion recap. If you guys have absolutely no idea of who we're talking about or what outfits we're talking about. But it was a big night. Weird, because, you know, the Met Gala is normally in May, but here it is in September. There's been a ton going on in New York. This year was, in America, a lexicon of fashion was the theme. Now, I know sometimes, like, you go through and you ask, like, oh, how are these people on theme? I don't even understand what the theme is. To make the theme just, like, America was obviously very broad. And people interpreted that in basically every possible way. There were, you know, literal interpretations, blue, stars, flag, things like that. Old Hollywood glamour, which everyone can turn to if they, like, want to look really good. They're like, oh, that's America. Old, like, you know, referencing movies or pop culture. And then there's also just either being like, I'm wearing an American designer, or I'm just American and I'm going to wear whatever the fuck I want because the theme is America. So that's me.
Megan Fox had the best response. Somebody said, like, how does yours fit the theme? And she was like, well, it's on an American woman.
Yeah.
Like that is just perfect.
It was I watched the Vogue live stream with Kiki Palmer and Alana Glazer, and I had the E! Channel running as well, and Kiki was interviewing her, and just Kiki asked everyone that question, you know, how does your outfit go with the theme, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of people are funny, right? Like, that's, she was funny. Kris Jenner was like, well, I'm wearing Tom Ford. He's American. And then obviously some people had much more elaborate, detailed answers, things that you wouldn't even think about or consider, which is why fashion is so fun and cool, and why people like the Met Gala, because it is extravagant and over the top, and you know, people love to hate it, all of those things. So I think we're gonna go through a bunch, because obviously there's just too much to cut it down. Don't want to leave anybody out. There's so many great looks. We're going along on the Vogue slideshow as well, if you even just want to pull it up on your phone and look at it.
Right, if you're listening on the podcast and you want to pull it up on your phone, we're on the Vogue Met Gala 2021 red carpet. See every celebrity look, outfit, and dress here. But also, I'd like to point out, the Chicks in the Office Instagram has every single Met Gala look on it as well. Shout out to Devin for that one, because she crushed that.
She did
that.
A great job.
She really did a great job of
Certainly
covering
not
all
every
those.
Single one.
Not every, but I mean a
oh,
lot
no, there's
of
like
them.
150. Yes.
Some people don't make the cut.
Yeah. No, of course. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying that most of them are on the Chicks in the Office Instagram. So if you'd like an easy way to check out all the looks, you can go there as well. But let's get started on here.
We're going to start off with ASAP and Rihanna.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Yes, ASAP Rihanna, last ones to arrive, but we were all waiting for them. And I'm not going to lie, I kind of thought Rihanna was not going to show up for seconds. It got late. Like, the live streams were over. Everybody was moving on. And then, bam, she shows up in Balenciaga Couture with ASAP Rocky in a quilt.
They just looked really comfy. I didn't necessarily like their outfits.
Yeah.
I think that both of them have done better in the fashion world. I look at them both as fashion icons. I know that ASAP Rocky, it's like, that's his thing. So I didn't love it, but I appreciate them looking mad comfy. Like, I just wanted to snuggle up with the two of them. And then when ASAP Rocky, like, threw his quilt off, he looked great.
Very, yeah.
He looked so handsome. Awesome underneath. Suit. I have seen ASAP Rocky take bigger risks before, though. So I was confused by the both of them. But they're just, it's just, they look so fucking comfortable, the both of them, that I'm like, you know, I don't like it, but whatever.
Right, it does look like they both just kind of, like, took their comforters off the top of their beds. And it was, like, really hot out. Like, everyone was talking about how hot it was. So just looking at these two is making me, like, a little sweaty. I can't imagine. Like, it's so much material.
I just love how much of a couple they truly are.
Yeah.
All I wanted in life was for these two to date.
Yeah.
And they're doing it. They're doing the damn thing.
Absolutely. We got Normani in Valentino.
I love Normani.
Fantastic. I don't know why, good. But for me, like, and I always love, you know, the very sleek Kendall Jenner-esque dresses that people wear also. But when you show up to the Met in just a giant fucking ball gown, that feels so Met to me.
Powerful. I like when people take a risk at the Met Gala.
Yeah.
Because it shows that you really cared about what you were going to show
love
up in and make a statement. Yeah, great color. Normani crushed it.
Yeah, really, really good. Love that a lot. Emily Ratajkowski and Vera Wang. Pretty. Don't really love the big...
Not my fave.
Red tulle thing on her shoulder. Yeah.
Really not my fave.
This is the thing when we have the models, right? They're stunning, beautiful, gorgeous people. And sometimes they just don't like... bring it as much as others do. It's totally fine. Not the end of the world. There was a lot of cowboy kind of looks. Like, Tessa Thompson is in this cowboy boots. She's got the hat in her hand, the dress, which is cool. It's different. I don't even really know how to describe it, but there was a lot of, like, people definitely channeled the cowboy.
Like J-Lo.
The cowboy look, by far. And it kind of goes with also, like, Pharrell Williams and his wife were there as well. And they had the kind of the same vibes. The all-leather matching outfits.
I did appreciate Joan Smalls model. I liked hers. It was very classic.
Boring.
Boring, but I liked it. I liked the hair.
Yeah, it's pretty, but it's like the same thing. It's like, you know, we're going to talk about Hailey Bieber. It's like Hailey Bieber showing up in a black dress, Joan Smalls show up in a white dress.
Yeah,
like,
right.
It's, you know, nothing crazy, nothing too over the top, things like that.
Hailee Steinfeld was unrecognizable. Her look was very interesting. I liked it a lot. I feel like she went out of her way to be different and do something that she's like never done before. Yeah. And I thought that she looked great. I thought it obviously didn't look like her, but I thought it was different. And I thought I really liked it. I liked the dress a lot. Her eyebrows, you know, when people like their eyebrows are bleached, it kind of freaks me out a little bit. But I think for the look, it went with it.
Yeah, it definitely matches the dress and the hair, like you said, unrecognizable. But this is also where it's funny because it's just like, explain that being in theme.
But
to
you
me.
Can't really explain anybody.
No, I know
anybody's.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, with this theme,
no,
it's
some
so
people,
hard.
Some people really had some yeah, clear cut explanations.
You can, but majority of them, it's like, how do you explain
yeah,
this one?
Yeah. She just looks like a snowflake, which is pretty. Yeah. Right? Like, I kind of just feel like that just looks like one very pretty snowflake. Hunter Schaefer had also kind of a very intense, creepy look. There was kind of like some alien vibes going on from some people.
That one freaked me out. I thought that was Kristen Stewart.
You thought that was Kristen Stewart?
A little, yeah. It looks a little bit like Kristen Stewart.
It does a little bit, but she's got like a giant like spider on her face. And she's got, I don't even know how you do that to your eyes.
I think it's contacts.
I know, but it's, of course, yeah, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like color contacts, you know, obviously change yeah, your, like her entire eyeball is different.
It would freak me out, but I
that's
think it's
disturbing.
Just a, yeah, it's yeah, disturbing. I think it's just contacts.
Yeah, I guess. Special
what else kind. Would it be? Like that?
No,
has
no,
to
no,
be
no it's contacts.
No, it is definitely contacts. I'm just saying I've never seen contacts that cover oh, yeah, your entire eyeball.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Like it's not just like it covers like the whites of her eyeballs.
Yeah,
the whole thing pretty crazy. I would say. You know who definitely decided to take a risk? Kid Cudi.
Kid Cudi did. Very interesting that Kid Cudi and both Frank Ocean showed up in lime green hair.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the move. Maybe I should dye my hair lime green.
I would not be surprised if you dyed your hair lime green because Frank Ocean dyed his.
That'd yeah, be pretty cool.
It's kind of in like alien
pants. I support
pants.
You 100%.
He looks comfy.
Can we dye your hair green just for one day?
No. What do you mean for one day? How does that work?
Like a spray paint.
No, like you wash it out.
Wash out.
No.
How much? How many John Mayer shirts do I have to buy you?
Oh, my God.
Love Regina King always. I think, like, Regina King, I don't, this is,
her hair is blue.
Her hair is blue, but she's in this pantsuit with the glitter, and this felt on theme to me, and more of just, like, a classic masculine, feminine, businesswoman, mm-hmm, chic with the gold and everything. Like, love that. Thought it was really, really, really cool. Margaret Qualley in Chanel.
I really liked it. Angelic. Cute. I think cute. She looked great.
Wait, you guys skipped over Channing Tatum and Jack Harlow? No
yeah,
comments.
It was fine. Like, Channing Tatum wore a regular suit, so what am I supposed to say about
Tatum
that?
Channing Tatum looked very handsome.
And Jack
I like Jack Harlow.
He looked great.
Yeah, Jack Harlow, you know, you got to give credit when a guy, like, you know, wears something a little different. Nice velvet suit. It was nice for Jack Harlow. Margaret Qualley, it's another one that you're right. I think it's cute. Feels not necessarily like casual, but it sort of just kind of like looks like a nightgown, you know, like an old timey nightgown.
Well, yeah, maybe she was going for the old timey woman look.
Yeah.
It's America, you know?
Yeah. Lily Rose Depp and Chanel.
Personally, I
you liked
loved it.
I hate
and
it.
And you hate it so much, and I love
hate
it so much. And that's just the way fashion works.
Yeah.
People don't have the same style. I Lily Rose Depp was actually a standout for me for how much I liked hers. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, Fran was, like, so disgusted by it that it was...
I'm not so disgusted by it. I just don't like it.
It was the way you were talking about it this morning. You were just like, I hate it.
Yeah. I don't like the belt. I don't like... And I'm kind of anti pink and black. I don't know why. I just am not a big fan. I know it's, like, a classic combination. But I'm not a big fan.
To me, this screams classic Chanel. That's why I like it, the pink and the black.
Rosalia Rick Owens, she had these giant, it was all like, I guess, red fringe and a cape and these giant fucking boots. She must be very tiny in real life. I think she has to be. Those boots look like they could kill someone.
Oh, yeah. If she stepped on your throat with those, you'd be dead.
Yeah. Yeah. This was a very interesting look. Not my favorite, but where I fall in like the
I appreciate, you know, that she stepped outside the box.
Exactly. It was a risk. And you, anytime somebody does something wild, it's like, if you don't like it, you don't like it, but you got to give them credit for not wearing a black dress.
Yes, exactly.
Like, Zoe Kravitz.
Like Zoe Kravitz is...
Zoe Kravitz.
I have no words for Zoe Kravitz.
Looks so good. I mean, she's just in a chain link dress, really. That's about it. And like a thong.
My dream in life is to wear something like this. I don't know where I could. I don't know when I could. But all I want to do is wear something like this. Maybe
it's incredible.
If I were to get married on the beach somewhere and I would have a wedding dress and then my after party turns into like a rave on the beach, I could put something like that on.
Definitely. The way you just described that now makes me look at this in a different way. Like that it's just like a diamond beach cover-up.
It is kind of a diamond beach cover-up. That's, you know, but it looks great.
Yeah, yeah. No, it really, really does. And the back, like it's the back too. Like when you see the back, it's just like, you know, beautiful. She's literally just, you know, just absolutely gorgeous. Credit to her. Beautiful. Cara Delevingne. She's a model, so obviously she can wear anything. I don't really have any comment on like the actual clothing because obviously she came there with the message, peg the patriarchy. She has on the front of her, it's almost like a
pretty funny
shield.
It looks like
it's a bulletproof vest.
Yeah,
it looks like a vest. Yeah.
So you know, love an outfit with the message. She made it very, very clear. It's very different than what she normally wears to the Met Gala. So love that. You know, people can do that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Of course. I feel like people get... She always kind of wears not something similar, but like there's always like a lot of intent behind what she wears to the Met Gala. That's what I wanted to say. Kristen Stewart in Chanel.
Classic Chanel to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the same kind of thing. The pink and the black and the, you know, she's got the white pants, but definitely classic Chanel. Pretty. This is another one that it felt kind of casual to me.
Whenever somebody wears pants, it feels casual,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that, but there's a way to elevate pants.
There, some people do elevate the pants. This just does seem like, I'm just showing up to a nice dinner tonight.
Yeah, yeah. I will say I love her hair and makeup.
Oh, she looks so beautiful.
She looks stunning. Her makeup looks impeccable. Mm-hmm. Really, really so beautiful. Lily Reinhart, she came as a little flower fairy princess in this short, tiny mini dress. Christian Siriano with a lot of flower details, big flower train. It's interesting that she and Irina Shayk, like, different dresses, but similar vibe. Like, mini dress with the flower train, the flower details. Two different designers, too.
Yes. I thought that was interesting. I didn't know where they got that from, the flower idea, but...
Yeah. This is another one where it's like, you know, there's gardens in America, I guess.
Right, right. Oh, yeah. Americans like flowers.
Americans love flowers. It's very pretty. That's,
yeah.
It's delicate. It's feminine. It's pretty. Kate Hudson and Michael Kors. This is... It's another one, like, but it feels more of, I don't know, like a going out. And of course, the big feather jacket, cape, whatever you want to call it, adds to it. But if you get rid of that, like, you could be wearing that out on to like the club. Saturday night.
Kate Hudson's one woman I'd love to hang out with.
She does.
I feel like she would give great advice and also just be a fun time.
Almost Famous. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah. Great movie.
My favorite movie ever.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Yeah. I think, you know what I also think one of maybe like the most fun parts of going to the Met Gala too is getting to wear these just absolutely insane jewels. Mm-hmm. Like the necklaces she has on are so incredible. Really like pretty drop dead, I would say.
Kendall Jenner.
Ooh.
Kendall Jenner never misses at the Met Gala. We need to point
that out.
No,
she doesn't.
Kendall Jenner never misses even at the Met Gala.
Even the purple and orange Kendall and Kylie looks were, as much as people make fun of them,
it was great.
Yeah.
Kendall always knows how to show up to the Met Gala. Yeah. As much as this was just a bunch of diamonds on her, it's kind of the same thing as Zoe Kravitz.
An odd to, but this was for Audrey Hepburn. She like wanted to recreate the My Fair Lady Audrey Hepburn look.
And she looks... We say it every time. We got to find a different word to describe people, but unbelievable, breathtaking. Yep. Like Kendall Jenner crushes it every single time.
Yeah.
I do wish that her hairstylist tucked that one hair behind her ear.
That would be Jen Akin, friend of the program.
Yeah. I feel like that.
Come on, Jen.
I'm sorry. I just feel like that one hair, you know?
Yeah. No, you are right, though. And I think, I don't know if it was on purpose. I'm assuming it was on purpose.
It might be.
But
very picky of me.
It was no, you're right, because I saw a lot of people saying her hair looked just like a tad messy.
Yes.
But I think maybe that was the idea.
Because the dress is so elegant and clean and sleek. She's just so clean every time. Hits it out of the ballpark, just like Gigi Hadid.
Yeah. Gigi looked stunning in Prada. I loved the big red ponytail. Kelly Keegs, I think, had posted this or tweet. I don't know where she posted, but giving major like kind of like Bond girl looks, and that I couldn't agree more.
Sad, no Bella Hadid.
I know. Where was she?
I think it's. I'm gonna take a wild guess and say it's a vaccination thing. I could see Bella Hadid not getting vaccinated.
Interesting. Yeah.
I'm assuming you had to be vaccinated.
Yeah, that was the thing, because Nicki Minaj tweeted that she wasn't going.
Yeah, that's
the whole
why
thing.
The whole tweet started. Whole thing.
Maybe not. I'm just taking a wild guess.
I think you're definitely right.
Because remember Anwar like posted the whole thing about not getting vaccinated. Yep. I just feel like maybe.
No, you're right, because I think that was a big conversation where because of that, all the celebrities that did not attend, that's everyone's like, ooh, I wonder if it's because they're not vaccinated. And went for everyone.
Because Bella Hadid, why would she miss the Met Gala?
Right, like where's Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yeah.
No Met Gala? Blake Lively, no Met Gala.
Blake Lively was. Remember, she posted that she got vaccinated.
I know. But for sure, I think everybody was like, when I thought like Blake Lively in my head, oh my god, where's Blake Lively? And then I was like, wait, she's vaccinated. Why wouldn't she go?
Isn't that so weird that we're like, oh wait, they're vaccinated. They're not vaccinated.
I know. And I think it is.
I think it's a crazy world.
It definitely started because of Nicki Minaj, you know, saying like,
I'm not going to get vaccinated, but I'm not going,
and you know,
yeah.
Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes showed up together. Very different looks. I do wish it was a little more cohesive together. I get that they're very much doing their own thing. But I don't know. I didn't love this. Camila Cabello's makeup, hair, fantastic. The dress, I just didn't love.
I wore this outfit for my third grade chorus concert. I have a picture on my computer. Yeah. I'm about to find it. It just looks so similar to something like this.
There's just something about like colored sequins that when it's not done perfectly, it looks kind of tacky.
Yes, and Shawn Mendes looks so fucking hot. he went shirtless, and they said that Camila Cabello told him to go shirtless. great move.
Yeah, I mean, he looks great, but it is, it's another one that's like a lot of accessories. I would maybe lose like the rope necklace that he had on, like made it look like he was wearing like a fucking amp cord like around his neck.
That rope.
Where are you going with this?
I thought the rope was a good move.
Yeah. Look, they very much...
I'll try to keep it in my pants.
Went their own way, their own direction with this. But, yeah. It was so close. But just didn't quite...
Close but no cigar.
Go there. Yeah.
As the oldies would say.
Yeah. Yeah. Winnie Harlow wore like an optical illusion, which is cool. You're staring at it, and then you're stuck staring at it for like a long time.
It's a vision for sure.
He's stuck staring at it for a long time.
Kim Kardashian in Balenciaga. She, you know, I think everyone knows what we're talking about. She's just covered in all black. Her face is covered. Her body's covered. Everything about her is covered. Long,
giant hair. She's like 75 inches of hair or something.
There's so many different theories about why she's so doing many. This. Some may think it's related to Kanye and Donda. Some think it's because Kim Kardashian is so recognizable she doesn't have to show herself. People just know like she's Kim Kardashian.
Her silhouette is so iconic that we all knew that this is Kim Kardashian without having to second guess.
Some are saying it's because she's deconstructing herself into a new era of Kim Kardashian. Yeah. Who the fuck knows? I didn't like it, though.
Yeah, I just think that because they've been doing it, like, Kim and Kanye together have been doing this a lot recently at the Dalton DeLive events. She did this in New York this week with the cap and covering her whole head and the whole thing. And so it was just kind of like, I was like, oh, we saw that. Like, she wore that
was it Kanye,
over the
though?
Weekend. It people, was not Kanye.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
It was not Kanye.
But people thought that.
I got the guy's nose. You could tell by the guy's nose.
Yeah, it was not Kanye. It was the
who was it?
This man's nose. God, this man's nose was so pointy.
No, it was like I forget the guy's name, which is terrible. But it's, you know, the creative director of Balenciaga. It's like, yeah. And he, yeah, that was him with her, not Kanye, which obviously everybody was freaking out about. But the pictures like of Kendall and Kim standing next to each other were by far the funniest moments of the night, because she looked like a shadow. People were joking, like, I got a message of a girl saying, you know, looks like Peter Pan and her shadow. Like, it's just a dark shadow walking around. How could she see anything?
I don't know. I was creating so many memes by myself of, like, me. And then, like me thinking I'm a god versus me hating myself. Like, just so many different things. Like, it was just such a hilarious picture of the both of them.
It's very, very funny. But no, I agree with you. Like, I get it. It's a statement. Everybody's talking about it. Did she create probably the most talked about outfit? Yes, she did.
It's Kim Kardashian. We're going to talk about her no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah. It's still, like, black cloth, you know what I'm saying? Like, she could still have done something like this and had it be a little, you know, maybe over the top or more detailed. This was like picking up lint on the carpet as she went up. Like, you can see like a carpet on the fabric,
right?
So
yeah, Frank Ocean is so fucking cute. I love Frank Ocean. He had a little lime green baby with him. I don't know why, but I love Frank Ocean, so I'm going
to
support him.
He was like committed to the bit where, like, very he committed. Kept looking at the baby as if that was like his baby.
They were interacting with each other. It was creepy, but I really do love Frank Ocean, and I loved his outfit. I actually think he looked really great, including his accessory.
Yeah. I do want to say that I loved Emily Blunt. Emily Blunt came with Sienna Miller and Hamish Bowles, and Sienna Miller also stunning. I love, you know, big cape moment. Emily Blunt had like this headpiece. There was clearly a lot. There was a lot of like sheer dresses with diamond jewelry detailing, things like that. I think maybe it could have done without one of the things. Like, I like the white draping across the front. Maybe didn't need like to go along with the white cape. with the, you know, the headpiece and the and everything else that was going on. Kacey Musgraves. Love her, and she is normally such a creative force with her fashion choices, and she's worn some awesome looks to the Met Gala before. This one looked like, you know, she went to the VMAs and she was tired and she just didn't really care.
I have that same black turtleneck and those black boots.
Yeah, no, I
you
know.
You know, like, I, it's just, if I feel
you,
like,
I mean, you could have just bought a silver sheet and
I have this, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If I feel like I could create this outfit from my closet today,
yeah,
I don't want to see you wearing that to the Met Gala. Now, granted, yeah, we're not invited to the Met Gala, so who are we to
say?
But at the same time, you're just like, you know, why that? Couldn't think of anything else. But she looks like a porcelain doll.
As she always does. She's so stunning. And, you know, she did the Valentino look at the VMAs with the big purple feather headpiece and the mini dress and the long gloves, which was very close to what Dixie wore. It was also Valentino, like almost literally the same thing. But this was, you know, very safe, very, and it's like we said, people were like, oh, well, it's Ralph Lauren. It's, you know, how do you get, you don't get more American than that.
Right.
So I think that was an easy way for people to just be like, yeah, you know, I'm going to be comfortable wearing sneakers. It's like you can get away with that when that's a theme. Olivia Rodrigo in Saint Laurent. I really liked this. I really liked this.
I thought this was a great look for her.
It's different. It's fun.
I love the shoes. Met.
Love the shoes, love the lace. My only critique was I wish the earrings were different or maybe a little shorter. I just kind of think like the earrings, that it's such a beautiful top piece across like her chest with all the feathers and everything that like I think that
she's
like some better earrings to showcase. Like the earrings looked heavy and not necessary.
A thick diamond hoop.
Yeah.
Would have been nice for that, I think.
Yeah. I agree with you on that.
Tiana Taylor just wore what she wore on the VMA stage to the Met Gala.
Tiana Taylor has the most ridiculous body
incredible.
I have ever seen in my life. And this is going to sound ridiculous, but like her ass is so insane that the material that she wore across her ass, like her butt is round enough where she had material sitting on the top of her butt. It was like half of her butt, but it was just like, I don't know how she had that staying there, but it did not move. When you see the back of this, like it went across the middle of her ass.
She has an insane incredible body, and she shows it off as much as possible, and she should. You have to. You have to.
If you look like that, she has like a 12 pack.
It's insane.
I know.
Good for her.
And there's a lot of trains. A lot of trains. There's always a lot of trains at the Met Gala. But this was pretty wild. Justin and Haley.
Put me to sleep. I mean, I love the both of them.
I know.
Everyone knows how much I love Hailey Bieber.
Love.
I love her. She is my style icon. Her and Bella Hadid are two people that I very much look at all their outfits and I just put it into my brain and I come up with my outfits from what they wear all the time.
Yeah.
Two of my style icons. Every time she goes to the Met Gala, besides the Barbie outfit, because I thought that was incredible, that one year with the Alexander Wang thong coming out, everyone recreates that. It's great. She gives nothing. What is this black dress? It's nothing. She could wear this any day of the week and not even anything with her hair. I mean, the sunglasses were cool, but oh my... It pains me to see this because I feel like, what is she doing? Why are we not going the extra mile for the Met Gala,
and
Haley?
She has a whole, you know, team of people, and I feel like she looks like she just got dressed on her own.
Her daily outfits are better than her Met Gala one. Right, what she wears day to day, you see her street style, insane. Incredible.
Like her hair and makeup to me are just... They look like her everyday hair and makeup.
I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And then Justin, of course, you know, he's in Drew House. Like, he wore, like, his own stuff. And he just, I don't know what it is, and we talked about it already, but this guy in giant pants, he just can't wear pants that fit him.
I feel like nobody could tell Justin Bieber what to do.
No,
like,
never.
This man wants to wear these big pants. Go ahead.
But it's just like his top half looks so great. Like, his top half looks great. It's fitted. The jacket fits him. And then you look at the bottom and you're like, what the fuck? And what's also like, no offense to him, but he's on the shorter side.
Yes.
So like when he wears these giant pants, like it does not help him in the height department.
They're dragging on the ground.
Yeah.
And I'd also like to say, yes, Justin Bieber is Justin Bieber. He's so cool. Whenever he's posing next to Haley, though, it's like, can you not look like a fucking asshole?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. No, should we cut this out?
No, it's just funny because that's like what the TikTok people always
say. No. I'm not saying that he's treating her like an asshole. I'm just saying
he just
like,
looks obnoxious in the way he poses.
He just looks like, in the way he poses, it's like.
But that's like Travis Scott, too, I feel like. Like, a lot of people do that. A lot of people don't smile.
I guess. There's just something about Justin Bieber, like, comes off a little bit more.
I saw videos of them, and it looked like he was dragged there, like, by her.
Mm. Look, I don't want to start that narrative.
He performed afterwards at one of the parties. I think that they do like to be at these events together. I showed Rhea before, but, you know, Not Skinny But Not Fat posted this story on her Instagram of them walking in and, like, people lined up outside. There were so many, crowds of people. And as they were walking in, like, they were all chanting Selena's name.
Oh.
It's terrible.
I teared up.
No, it literally was honestly really sad.
It was really mean.
It was really sad.
They just ignored it, I'm assuming.
No, of course they did, but, like, people... There was criticism of them on the red carpet being like, why do they look so sad? Like, crack a smile to either one of them. Like, they didn't look like they were enjoying themselves. And then you see this video, and it's crowds of people being like, Selena, Selena. It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
It's so mean.
So mean.
It genuinely
breaks my heart.
It's painful.
I know.
Because people really treat them like they're not real life human beings. Like, Hailey Bieber has emotions day to day. And people just act like she should just get fucking berated for being married to Justin Bieber.
And this is such a big event. You're invited. You look forward to it. You know your picture is going to be taken. You're out there. You're trying to look your best. And, you know, have your confidence be high. And that's just an easy way to, like, I'd immediately burst into tears.
That's enough for me to ruin the night and say I'm not going to the after party.
Yeah, yeah. And also shout out to Hailey for being a fucking boss friend. Like, she seemed... Kendall Jenner leaving for the after party, you know, outfit changes, everything, but they're getting into the car. Kendall walks right in. She's holding her purse. Hailey comes out the hotel. She's holding a bottle of 818. Supportive friend. She's photographed holding the bottle. So it's like everyone can see the bottle.
Yeah.
Telling you, that's a good friend right there.
They have a great friendship, it seems.
I know. I agree. I think that speaks volumes. Let's move on to Jennifer Lopez. J-Lo came serving some, like, Indiana Jones holes.
Wait, for back. 1 second, though.
Yes.
Justin Bieber wore the same type of pants to the after party.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I want to point that out.
No, he can't stop wearing pants.
Do you have to switch up? For the after party?
Everyone changes into a different outfit.
You don't, but most people do.
No, I mean, like, he changed, but he just wore the same type of, like...
I mean, trying to be comfortable.
He definitely looks comfortable.
Yeah. J-Lo, I think, you know, this is another one that may be polarizing. People loved it. People hated it. Personally, I love it. I think it's different. It's cool. It's, you know, you can certainly argue that it's in theme.
I actually really liked it as well. I'll say this. When I first saw it, didn't love it.
Yeah.
Then I looked at it more and more, and I thought about the theme.
Yeah.
And I liked it. I liked it a lot. I don't think that I loved... Was it J-Lo's Met Gala outfit last year? Some dress she wore. I think it might have been the Met Gala last year. I have to look it up. Where I really did not like it. And J-Lo always obviously looks stunning. No matter what she puts on.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, she wore the diamond with the hair. This was very... People were confused about this one.
I
ended up actually, now that I really am looking at it, I really like it.
Yeah. And Ben Affleck, even though he did not walk the steps with her, was there. This picture of them kissing in their masks.
Disgusts me. It genuinely pains me when I see people kissing through their masks. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, no, we have.
Because it's like, you got... Just pull the mask down and kiss because we know that you can do that. You guys are already kissing no matter what.
Yep. Okay.
I was out and it was like a concert and... So many people close. You didn't have to wear a mask, and so many people are close together. And this guy is wearing a mask and kissing the girl he's with, and I'm like, you're defeating the purpose right now. Like, that mask is not protecting you because you're just slobbering on this woman's face.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's. Lupita Nyong'o. I loved this.
Really good.
Really cool.
Denim.
A great. A great way to use denim, which is, so American. She's got, the big hair, the high fashion, like the beautiful necklace. I love this. I really thought this was really, really cool. And a way to, like, when you see people do this, it's like, it's possible. You can do something funky and cool and interesting, incorporate it in the theme, and get out of, like, walk down that carpet and have people be like, wow, that is fucking cool.
Yeah. And I think she did that.
Yeah. Taika Waititi and Rita Ora.
These two.
Here they are on the carpet together. Couple, people may forget, but these two are together. She is in Prada.
People forget about Zoe Kravitz being involved in this for one day.
Yeah. She's wearing Prada. It's very pretty. Another one that's just like, it's glamour. It's shiny. Is it necessarily met? I don't know.
It didn't do it for me.
Yeah. And I didn't love the hair. She had something like going on in the back that felt like it was perhaps a little too much for my personal taste. Gabrielle Union.
I liked it, but I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool.
And I watched her on the Vogue stream explain it, and I could not explain it back to you. Like, she had said, America, it's all about change, and this dress changes when you look at it from the top to the bottom, and the steps take you in different directions. She explained it very, in a way that you're like, okay, sure, you might be able to get me to buy that, but I still don't.
Right. Only someone like her can pull it off.
Absolutely.
Oh, Norm Macdonald died.
Absolutely.
What?
Norm Macdonald.
Isn't he young?
He's 61.
Oh, no,
61.
Norm Macdonald, damn it, he's funny.
Yeah. 61.
Oh, gee, no, that is young.
Sorry, just wanted to throw that out there.
Mm-hmm. Way to kill the mood.
I'm sorry. No, we can move on.
Once again, we got models. We got Taylor Hill looking stunning. It's the same kind of thing. We go through all the models. They look beautiful. Gemma Chan, I love her. She looked great. I think this is, like you said, fun, different. Love it, on theme. There was people who were channeling these old Hollywood figures, like I said, with Kendall Jenner and the Audrey Hepburn. Gemma Chan was paying homage to Anna Mae Wong, one of the first Chinese film stars in America. Very, very beautiful. Let's see. There's some, Mindy Kaling.
Yeah.
Boring. Sorry.
AOC.
Oh, AOC. I mean, we got to talk about that.
Look, here's a AOC. Yeah, AOC's wearing a dress that says tax the rich.
Stupid. Everybody knows why it's stupid, so there's no point to, like, dive back into it. It's just like, you got to have some self-awareness. Showing up to the Met Gala with the richest people in the entire world, including you, you're very rich as well. Have some self-awareness.
Yeah,
it's just not the time or place.
Yeah, I get you're trying to make a statement. You're trying to infiltrate the place where that is all happening. But there, I feel like there are other places to do that. And I know everyone talks about how, of course, these are all the richest people that are at the Met Gala. It is still technically a charity event.
But
like, think about how much her dress costs. And think about the price of the ticket to get into the Met Gala.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
There's just,
well, as I'm saying, it's still that price is still a charity. It's still, you know.
Right, you're but not, it's just.
But I absolutely, it is stupid.
It is stupid.
It's just like, at this point.
Not the time or place.
Yeah. And I, yeah. And there are representatives and people in politics who go to these things, but you just don't need to, like, fucking be
she
the one to try to stand out.
She probably felt like a badass. She wasn't actually, I mean, I don't know. But it's not like, oh, this is going to really change things. It's like, this like, looks cool.
No, it's also like, yeah, I mean, ho, I got to go to the Met Gala.
Right, like, I don't know. Politicians are just the worst.
Talked about Emily Blunt. Oh, Cynthia Erivo. Always great on a red carpet. This was very interesting. Because she just has like a bra top. I don't even know how to describe it. Like
with
it's a giant
thing,
but nothing else is there.
How's it on her?
Magic. That's like, you know.
It's an optical illusion.
I got to give her credit just for that because that's got to be fucking glued to her chest.
It has to be.
Has to be.
Pete Davidson.
He called this look slutty nun.
Love it.
Love it.
He stepped outside the box. I appreciated Pete Davidson for this.
Yeah, he had fun. And this is a thing, like, he was joking with Kiki Palmer on the stream, being like, yeah, you know, I go to this. It's great for people watching. I got my sunglasses on so no one knows I'm looking at them. and
also he's probably high as fuck.
And see what's happening and get out.
Imagine how many celebrities probably just get so fucked up before they go to these things.
Oh, my God. You gotta.
That would be sick.
I also think,
through, like,
yeah. I also think, like, the way people prepare, you're nervous, like, you go in and you probably have one drink and you're like, oh shit, I'm drunk. Like,
right.
Sierra, full blown Russell Wilson, lime green sequins.
Color rush.
Seahawks jersey. She's got the football clutch. She's wearing his Super Bowl ring.
Football's American.
100%. Can't say this isn't on theme. I absolutely think it is. I love Sierra, and I think because she is also another one who is such a fashion icon that I love, like, the idea of this, but I don't really love, like, the execution of it.
Colored sequins, tacky.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't photograph that well.
I didn't think it fit her great.
Yeah, I will say Super Bowl ring, it's pretty badass.
It is, like, badass.
Just being like, yeah, Russ, you want to give me your ring?
Yeah, no Tom Brady and Giselle.
It's the same with Russell. Like, he obviously couldn't be there. You know, normally, because normally they do go because it's May, but now we're in September.
Right.
So
they got other things to focus on. Yep.
Imagine he's like, sorry guys, can't practice today. Gotta go to Met Gala.
Yeah, yeah. Megan Fox.
So we talked about whether or not Megan Fox was going to go, and we thought
here
that we forgot that Machine Gun Kelly had concerts in New York.
Yeah.
We didn't think Megan Fox would go without Machine Gun Kelly, but Megan Fox was there.
Yep.
And I thought she looked great.
Another one. Beautiful. The dress is interesting. The one thing, it's a pretty dress. The one thing I didn't love the bangs because I think they were like very, they looked like, also kind of cheap. Like, they were so clearly clip-in bangs.
I think it's not my favorite look, hairstyle, but I understand, like, maybe old Hollywood type of vibe.
Yeah, definitely. I get the idea behind it. Just, I don't think it, like, blended in with her actual hair as well as it maybe could in a different way. Donatella Versace came with Maluma. He was in red leather Versace, which I love. Like, this is, you know, look at that. That's the fringe, the cowboy, the red leather. Love it. You love when a guy comes in there and does something different and crazy and is not just wearing a black suit. So love that. Lorde came in like this just goddess jacket skirt. Kind of hilarious. Like, kind of love that she's just, like, in flats. Like, forget it. I'm wearing flats.
Smart.
She has, like, only somebody like Lorde could pull off something like this. I think she's the queen of, like, a good headdress, headband type situation. The the top of it is like wide open. It's another thing where someone, like, you have to have the absolute perfect cleavage to pull off that, where it's not like too much.
I want to give a shout out to Corey Gamble's pink satin shirt.
Yeah.
Really like it. I like his necklaces as well. I like all his jewelry. I think Corey Gamble's.
Yep. There you go, Corey
Gamble. Show us your hips, though.
Yeah. Yo, Corey, show us those fucking hips, though. Kris Jenner wears the same thing everywhere she goes, and she crushes it every time.
Exactly.
She's Kris Jenner.
Like I said, she was like, you know, she was asked into the theme. She's wearing Tom Ford. He's an American. So that's, and she is so funny because every year she does it. She waits at the top of the stairs for her children to show up, takes videos of them. It is always very cute. And, you know, love to see that. Mary J. Blige, I loved. Golden Goddess, beautiful, stunning.
Classy as always.
Super, super classy as always. Arena Shake, this is the other one that we were saying, big floral power. I really like the...
Gardens.
Yeah, I really like the top of this visually. The bottom, and the train. But like the bottom half of the dress, I didn't love. Love the short hair. And I get it because the dress is obviously very elaborate, but no jewelry, which I thought was interesting. Like, she's got nothing.
Sometimes I think jewelry can take away from an outfit, and yeah. I think in this case it would.
Yeah, you think?
I totally.
But even like some stuff.
No,
like,
I totally
anything?
Think so. Sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm not comparing myself to people at the Met Gala, but sometimes when I put on an outfit, I usually wear the same necklaces every day. Sometimes I'll put on an outfit and be like, no, this outfit needs no jewelry, it's gonna make it look weird.
Yeah.
And in this case, I feel like there's not exactly a color like silver or gold that's gonna match with this
Fair.
One specifically.
Fair. Virgil wore a turkey hat on his head.
He looks like Will Ferrell.
Happy Thanksgiving. Looks, yeah. You know, sometimes it gets pretty crazy. Shockingly, Megan Rapinoe was like the only. When I heard this theme, I thought we're gonna get someone dressed like the goddamn Statue of Liberty. Mm-hmm. We're gonna get someone in like a red, white, and blue giant cape or train or something.
Recreating the Statue of Liberty in a cool way would have been awesome. A color like that. And why did nobody like wrapped around?
I know Amanda Gorman was the only one who said like she felt like her look was inspired by the Statue of Liberty. But she still like her dress was blue. It was a beautiful mm-hmm. blue color. But she was really like the only one who had. Even yeah. had mentioned it.
It's like Wendy Williams.
Yeah, yes. Megan Rapinoe, you know, went full flag. The blue shirt with the red jacket and pants with the stars.
Wasn't shocking because of the theme.
Someone had to do it. Someone had to do it. It was the same with like Suni Lee came and she was just like in a very cute, like beautiful gold dress. And she's like, I'm a gold medal. Yep. Like, yeah.
There fitting. We go.
Super, super fitting at that point. Addison Rae.
I really liked Addison Rae's hair.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good idea to change it up.
Yeah.
I didn't love the dress. Yeah. I thought that she could have had a major moment here at the Met Gala. Like Dixie D'Amelio, yeah. I thought, really did something different with both her outfit at the Met Gala and her after party. It's mm-hmm. like she really took a risk. She went out of her way.
This is the Met Gala.
It's
this is
the Met
Gala.
This is your first
red
Met Gala.
Carpet.
Addison Rae, I just get a new stylist.
Yeah.
Like every time, Addison Rae is so beautiful, and I just never love her outfits, and to each their own with their style.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm just like, somebody give this girl a better option.
Yeah.
Like, I
saw a lot of people saying she looked like Bebe Rexha, which honestly,
yeah,
she kind of does. But
nice dress, but just why?
Yeah, and it is something that has been seen before. I mean, everyone's saying, like, look, Courtney's worn this,
right.
It is a vintage dress. It has been seen.
Rosie Huntington.
Yeah.
Even
Kelty Knight was on her Instagram story and was like, I wore this also.
You got to give her something new and add a little, you know, the hair was different, but.
Yeah. And she's so young. That's what I'm saying. Like, she's so young. First Met Gala. I think sometimes you go in the mindset where, like, I need to look really grown up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I liked like Dixie with the mini dress and something different where it still felt youthful, but good for that carpet specifically. Tracee Ellis Ross, you know, love her. She always likes to be wacky with her fashion, wear something different. This is another one where I think it was like, I'm going to wear whatever the fuck I want, be comfortable, could do something crazy with my hair. Couple-wise, as far as couples, I think Ayesha Curry and Steph Curry were my favorite for two people, couple-wise, on the carpet who just came and, like, coordinated every, like, it matched, but it wasn't too matchy-matchy. I thought they both looked so good.
I thought they looked great, too. I really loved his.
Yeah, right? I loved his. I thought it was different. I don't know if Russell Westbrook is on this list that we're looking at, but I really loved his, too. I don't know if you saw, but he was in, like, a blue suit, and he had stars in his hair. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool. It was, like, a really cool navy color that I really liked. Karlie Kloss, big red dress, same kind of thing. Always beautiful. Zoe Deutsch.
Love.
Stunning.
Love this dress. Love this color. Love her hair. Love her makeup.
So stunning.
She crushed this.
People
aren't talking about it enough.
They really aren't. And I think that I might be, like, I am annoying where I'm like, you know, to some people I'm like, where's the theme? And then for others, if I really love it, I'm like, this is my favorite. And does it have anything to do with a theme? No, it definitely does not. But that doesn't matter right now. She also, I don't know if you saw her after party outfit. So cute.
No, I didn't see it.
So cute. Google it right now.
Oh, wow. So cute.
So cute.
Like, and it, like, matches dress.
Exactly.
Her Met Gala look.
It was like the same kind of purple, yep. But like I was obsessed. Absolutely obsessed. Madison Beer. Drop dead gorgeous human being.
Dress screamed prom to me.
I know.
2013 prom.
I know.
Loved her after party look.
Yeah.
Loved her after party look.
It was like the hair with the dress together.
It was so prom.
So prom. And it was just like a little, maybe too much. It just felt like too much fabric.
I agree.
The dress with the rouging and the details. Isa Gonzalez, another beautiful woman in red. Once again, I think that was a big theme because it was women saying, oh, this is just an ode to old Hollywood glamour. It's like, yeah, suiting. I guess you can definitely just roll with that and have that be your, you know, description of what you're wearing.
I think the last two people we really need to talk about, Lil Nas X and Billie Eilish.
Okay. I got to talk about Kim Petras.
Okay. We haven't talked about Billie Eilish yet.
No.
And I feel like it was her first Met Gala. No? No, it wasn't.
No.
It was not her first
Met
Gala.
But she was a co-chair.
Yes.
Stunning.
Knocked it out of the park.
I think she was my favorite
this
by far.
This new era of Billie is amazing and it's different.
So
and I really
beautiful.
Love that she's leaning into it.
Yeah, and it was just, it's nice to hear what she says about it, too. Everyone always talks to her about, like, her style evolution and wearing different clothes now. And she's like, look, like, I'm growing up. I'm becoming an older a woman who's confident in their skin and in their body. And I can't say that's how I felt in my younger years, but now I do, which is such a great message. And now she's like, I'm going to wear what I want to wear. And this was so beautiful that the whole train on the stairs and she's like giving the classic, you know, over the shoulder. She's got the Marilyn hair. Gorgeous.
Her face is just so angelic. Like so she angelic. Photographs so beautifully.
She is a porcelain doll.
Yes, she is.
She is a porcelain doll.
Lil Nas X had three outfits.
Yeah, bringing that Gaga energy.
Very Lady Gaga-like. And each outfit was different but matched the one before.
Yeah.
And no shocker that he also crushed it. Like, Lil Nas X, he knows what he's doing. Didn't love the VMAs look, but for the Met Gala, I thought he did a great job.
Definitely. And then I think some of maybe the worst by far, Kim Petras.
Kim Petras, fucking horse girl.
Horse girl. You know, I love a good horse girl. Love. And I thought
her horse girl.
I thought her hair was really cool. Yeah, but the straight up horse head on the front is just... If you stare at it for too long, it is pretty scary.
Trips you out.
Yeah.
It's pretty trippy.
Yeah. And then I think also one that I was really quite terrible was Naomi Osaka because she also was a co-chair and it was just all around bad.
Yeah, didn't love. I want to give a special shout out though quickly to Emma Chamberlain, who I'm a big fan of. I love Emma Chamberlain, and it was her first Met Gala, and I love her style, and I think that she did a great job at her first Met Gala. I loved her hair, her makeup, whoever styled her, the dress. I think that this is something that Addison Rae should have worn.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Megan Thee Stallion, I thought, could have brought it a little bit more. It was very safe. She looked beautiful, but I was kind of expecting a really big moment from her, something with a big train.
She just wore a nice dress.
Yeah, it's Coach, and it's just, it also, like, just, I don't know, it doesn't look, I don't want my dress at the Met Gala to look really expensive, and that doesn't look really expensive. Iman came in, I don't even know how to describe it, the sun, a feathered sun. This headdress is absolutely insane. This is what you think of when you think of the Met Gala, but not everyone can pull this off. So you don't want everyone showing up like this. No. Only certain people can do it. Iman is one of them.
You would get in the way. If everyone showed up like that, there would be no room for anyone at the Met Gala.
Exactly. There really would not be. And while we're kind of mentioning, you know, the co-chairs, Timothée Chalamet, also a co-chair, he had a mix of like a lot of designers in one, but it was white. It was an interesting mix of like formal wear and street wear together. This is a kid who can really wear whatever he
wants. Love the Converse.
I was going to say, bold. Love the Converse. And honestly, I'm surprised more people didn't do that, because another thing, it's like, what's more American than a good Chuck Taylor?
Timothée knows what he's doing.
I know. God, there was just so many good ones. Yara Shahidi, too. I swear I'm looking through and I'm going to wrap it up, but I thought Yara Shahidi was amazing.
Did you like Keke Palmer, friend of the program?
Keke Palmer?
Yeah, right. She looked beautiful. She, you know, she talked about little Diana Ross tribute. But yeah, I mean, Yara Shahidi with the dress, with the veil. Oh my God, it was...
What about...
Oh, and Brooklyn Beckham. Brooklyn Beckham good. And Nicola...
Nicola Peltz. Very
Barbie
pretty.
And Ken.
Barbie and Ken.
Love them so
very
much.
Barbie and Ken. Saweetie, another person like Teyana Taylor that has a banging fucking body, and they wore a dress that showed it off. Met Gala, yeah, maybe. But it was a big theme. Butt cleavage was also kind of like, you know who also did that? Shocking, who you never expect? Taraji P. Henson. I don't know if you saw her, but she had her, like, her ass crack out. Like, it was like an accessory.
Listen, body parts, accessories.
I know.
Nipples, accessories.
I know.
What about
know.
Phineas? I don't get, he was like the only one who was wearing a mask.
I thought that was
I liked
cool
Phineas.
Look.
Yeah. I really liked Barbara Ferreira as well. She did like a burlesque kind of tribute. I did not recognize her because as soon as you change your eyebrows, you look like a different person. Like, she has big, thick eyebrows, and she got the, you know, like the tiny little ones for the burlesque. But I love that the pearl beading on her dress was really, really, really pretty.
Serena Williams, Simone Biles, athletes.
Serena Williams, I did not like.
It was
Simone Biles was
clashing.
Was
Serena
good.
Williams was very all over the place.
Yeah.
Jennifer Hudson,
beautiful.
I think we covered most of the people there.
I know. I
think we covered it all.
I'm
rapid fire.
For
the
done, yeah.
For the most
Do you have
part,
a top five.
I could not give you my top five. I really couldn't.
Do you have a best?
I like Zoe Kravitz. I like Zoe Deutsch. I like Kendall Jenner's.
My top five is Zoe Deutsch, Billie Eilish, Normani, Zoe Kravitz, and I liked Kendall Jenner. She obviously is so beautiful, but I'm going to put Lupita in there as top five just for, you know, being on theme, doing something different.
Do you have a worst?
I hated Kim's. I really hated Kim's.
Yeah. Kim, Petras, Naomi Osaka.
Both Kim's.
Yeah. I think that's... There really were not a lot of like heavy, like, ooh. Like, take your breath away, like, ooh, I don't like that.
It's the Met Gala.
Yeah.
So it really could go either way.
Yep.
All right, we're going to get into our Bachelor in Paradise recap, but we were going to do it with Kelly Keegs because Trent is not here. We then recorded Cutting Stems and thought, this is the same exact thing. We're recapping the show. Yep. So we're throwing that into the podcast and we're going through everything that happened.
Yes, it was a lengthy conversation, covered everything. You can watch Cutting Stems. And maybe this is a great intro to Cutting Stems. If you don't watch Cutting Stems now, you absolutely should. But like we said, because Trent's not here, we were going to have the, it's, you know, kind of just having the same conversation over again. And we did pre-record this week's Cutting Stems due to me going to a Machine Gun Kelly concert.
Fair enough.
And therefore, we're like Cutting Stems. We're just recapping all in one today.
You get the whole entire show.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3Chi.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Welcome back to Cutting Stems, the after show, Bachelor in Paradise edition. Unfortunately, we are missing our beloved Trent this evening.
I miss him so fucking much. Yeah.
Representing us both today on the side of the table.
Yeah. Really heartbreaking news. He is not here today. He also won't be here next week.
Sorry to break the news.
Golf. He's a busy, busy guy. Yep. So we do not have him, but you have us. Guys, we were hoping Brendan was going to pay for his sins, and he did kind of, but not really. Like, he still, I think, got off easy compared to how they treated Chris.
I do feel like Joe brought a different energy to Brendan than he did to Chris. And I'm 100%. A little confused because we do know that Joe and Natasha do have a podcast together. So you would think that he would be defending Natasha even more than whatever was going on with Chris, Jesenia, and Alana, people that we just don't know. And it seemed like he just was a little less, you know, stern with Brendan.
I agree about that. I also think that Brendan's, you know, quote unquote sins were worse than we would have anticipated. Yep. He's an actual
worse than Chris.
Like, he's just an asshole, kind of, right?
Brendan is a giant asshole.
Yeah, he really came off very, very bad. And like, it is interesting though because, and it's not a good thing, but it does feel like because the beach is very clicky and it's the friends that know each other and don't know each other, that it's like mean. Like, I really feel bad now watching this, feeling bad for Chris and Alana, because the way they talked about them, it was like, no one knew them. No, they didn't have any friends here. Like, it was like, ouch. Right. Like, this is, it was all very extreme. And so,
like, I just said.
Yeah, like, No, but.
It's true. They were kicked out. They were kicked out because they didn't want them there. Not that they cared whether they were or not. They're not really friends with them. They're just like, oh, you guys are disposable.
But there's one thing, for sure. It's one thing if Joe brought that energy to Brendan, but he didn't. Like, because if Joe was like, oh, you know, we're not really friends with him. Like, nobody knows him. It's like, okay, he did something wrong. It's like, okay, well, you know Brendan, and he did something wrong. So why are we not talking to him like that? It just was very intense, but you knew it was coming because we had it start with Brendan, like, whispering. He felt like he got off easy. He thought that he was on a one-way ticket to the end of this thing.
100%.
I do not like, I don't like Brendan and Piper. I'll put that out there. Yeah. I thought that the way they handled the situation just came across nasty. They were confronted by a bunch of the women and Joe. Yep. Brendan called them disgruntled females, which
was
wild.
Unbelievable.
It was wild. And the way that he just talked to them was like he was talking down to them. He didn't understand the point they were trying to make. I wish Demi let Natasha talk more. It did seem like maybe Natasha was a little timid, but I felt like Demi was being the loudest in the group about the situation. Right. Mm-hmm. When Demi did show up to the beach with kind of a girlfriend last time she was on the show, which we do have to remember that happened.
Yeah.
Brendan was not nice to Demi. I did not like the way he talked to Demi at all.
Yeah.
But it felt like Demi was the loudest.
I have honestly a question for you guys. I'm thinking kind of back to the fact that they didn't really let Chris and Alana explain themselves. They just kind of booed them off the island. I feel like maybe with Brendan, he has never really shown that he's this much of a dickhead. So maybe they were kind of giving the benefit of the doubt, like have him explain himself and maybe let Piper also explain herself because she has friends there too. And truly, the both of them just look like assholes. Ask like, I think that, and for Piper too,
and it really seems
I'm
like
shocked
Brendan
by Piper.
Was reading from a script.
Yeah.
And Brendan, it felt like his first initial explanation felt so constructed and scripted. And then it was like, when he finished it, he was like, no questions. Like, that's
I'm actually going to take myself out of the situation. Like, I have nothing left to say. Like, also, when he said, I've been saying this.
Can't answer anyone's questions. But no, Rhea, you were right. Demi, I think, brought an energy that she and Natasha were on, like, equal playing field because Brendan had gone on a date with Demi. Mm-hmm. Which was unfair because, obviously, this hurt a lot more for Natasha than it did for Demi. But, you know, Demi gets fired up. She was very heavy on, like, why did Chris and Alana get sent home when no one's asked. Like, she's like, objectively, Brendan was way worse, so why aren't we talking to him like that? So Demi was the only one who really brought that same energy. The rest of them were like, you know, we thought that, you know, we didn't like what you were doing, and they wanted an explanation, and then it was just, it wasn't like, when they heard Brendan speak, it wasn't like, all right, now you guys got to get out. Which is like what they did to Chris. It was like,
they literally
like, get the fuck out of here.
Booed them off the plate. Yeah. That was
Riley and Joe, like we said, different energy for this.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Brendan was a way bigger dickhead than Chris was. Mm-hmm. I was so disgusted and appalled by the way Brendan was speaking.
I know. Right.
It was just classic douchebag vibes with when you're called out for something and you can't accept that you were wrong. So all of a sudden you just start being really mean to everybody else.
Yes.
Like, sorry, I didn't know you guys wrote the rule book for dating and for dating in paradise. And
Demi
was like, fuck off. And I was like, you know what? Good for you that you said fuck off, because it was just so arrogant. And I got to be honest, I know that a lot of this was Brendan because Piper kept saying how she did not want to go. Yeah. It seemed like Brendan wanted to go. Mm-hmm. But I really didn't like the energy she brought either. When they left, she was laughing her way into the car. I thought that was very snooty. And I feel like
that seems rude.
I think that they could have handled themselves a lot better being like, okay, we know we fucked up. We probably shouldn't have came. Tell that to everyone and say, hey, we really like each other. And you know what? We made a wrong decision. If we really like each other, we should have just stayed home. But I do, like, Brendan, huge dickhead, but when he was leaving, was like, this is the girl I want to be with, so I'm going to go with her. Piper just... nasty attitude.
Another thing too with
Brendan, nasty attitude as well.
Yeah. They both had nasty attitudes with Piper as well. I think that she very much like was kind of caught up in Brendan being such a dickhead. Like, I think she kind of was like, oh shit, well, I gotta be ride or die right now. I made such a big deal about being here for him, only being here for him, whatever he's going to say. Now I'm lumped in with it. I would like to think that Piper isn't such an asshole like he is, but I think that she 100% comes across looking that way. She should have stepped in and said something like, hey, like, I don't know, or I don't know. I feel like we should have heard
she
more
said
from her.
She was like,
without
I came here
him.
To meet Brendan, and Deandra was like, meet?
That's what pissed me off.
Stupid.
You already met
each other.
You met him.
Yeah.
She was like, you already met him. She goes, no, you know, like, meet mean like explore this. What is there? We know what the show is for. You go on and you create a relationship with someone, possibly you fall in love on the beach. It's not real life. If you were already talking in real life, explore that relationship in real life, because exploring it in paradise isn't going to be your real relationship. So why not explore it in real life?
The excuse
they just wanted a vacation together.
The excuse of like the excuse that and what Brendan Kim's saying is like, I never would have been able to spend this much time with her in the real world than we are like right now. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, of course, but that doesn't mean you could spend all the time in the world with her in paradise. You could go back to the real world and not have it work. Like,
also,
you're better off just dating in the real world.
Completely.
And spending more time with each other in real life settings. You're not going to be in paradise for the rest of your life.
Exactly. I don't know who asked Brendan this. It might have been Deandra, but somebody had asked him, is it true that you saw Piper the day before you came to paradise?
Yeah, yeah.
And the way he responded to that, the answer was obviously yes. But the way he was like, did I see Piper the day before paradise? Yes, I did see her the day before paradise.
Yeah,
what do you, what? Why do you have to repeat it like that? What are you trying to avoid answering this question? Are you trying to like debate whether or not you want to answer it honestly? Because everybody fucking knows, and you have to be honest in this point. And that to me sounds shady as fuck. So just like, just date then, hang out then. Don't be like, see you in a couple days, like on the beach. No, don't do that.
And Demi's response to that was perfect. Because she said, okay, then it seems like you guys clearly have something amazing, because you're not going to see someone the day before you leave to go somewhere if you don't you're not dating that person or you like that person, mm-hmm. you know, before you go on vacation without your significant other, yep. you're going to spend the day with that person yep. because you're not going to see them because you're going on vacation. Yep. That's what that screams to me. So they clearly had a strong foundation before this, and Brendan is a huge dickhead.
And now we also know why, in Brendan's apology on Instagram last week, he said further apologies to come. It's like he must have known, oh yeah. shit, they still didn't show all the rest. I'm going to look even worse.
Yep.
But it's like, The apology of, like, now I'm just realizing how much of an asshole I was to Natasha. He said that, and then he really, like, doubled down on that with specifically Natasha mm-hmm. before he left, which mm-hmm. really is what made him look bad. Like, he said, Natasha wants to talk for the 17th time. Like, it's like, okay, yeah, she does.
She's frustrated. She's frustrated with you and you're not giving her any answers.
And then he was talking to someone else, and he said, there was a 0% chance Natasha had any other guy there or would have had any other guy.
And she's right.
How the fuck do you know that?
Right.
It's 0% chance of her having a relationship. That made me want to
rude.
Punch
it's
my
really
soul.
Rude.
It's really rude and it's really gross, and his behavior is disgusting, and I'm glad that he's gone.
Yeah, and I will say, you know, guys, I love Grocery Store Joe, but I do think he tried to cover his ass a little bit because he was like, we didn't kick Chris out. Like, they left on their own. I'm like, you fucking kicked that guy out. You yelled in his face. You got angry. You kicked him out.
Yeah.
Like,
he said technically, well, I think that his wording behind that, right, we can't actually kick you out. Like, it seems like we kicked out Chris and Elena, but they, like, left of their own accord. It's like, they didn't leave of their own accord. You brought your torches and pitchforks and your, what did Brendan say?
Made them as uncomfortable
your
as possible.
Your army of disgruntled women.
Females.
Army of disgruntled females.
So
and you ran them out of town.
Ridiculous.
They should be run out of town.
So absurd to call them disgruntled females.
Army of disgruntled females.
Is Piper not watching that like, oh, so my boyfriend's a huge dickhead?
If my boyfriend ever fucking said that around me, I'd be like, ew, we're over.
He might as well call them pigs.
Right. Like, what are you talking about?
They were also so
unbelievable.
Besides, you know, Demi and her like fuck off moment and whatever.
Yeah.
Everyone was very well spoken and calm with them.
Mm-hmm. So
like
calm.
It was like they got worked up.
Right. He's the only
Brendan
one
decided
up.
He was like, I'm gonna make it seem like everybody's angry at me. And second, I really did think that they were going to stay. I was like, these two aren't going to fucking stay. They're just going to ignore everyone. They're going to stay. But when Piper was like, I told you I did not want to come here.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, well, there you go. That further shows that I feel like Brendan pushed Piper into this situation and they make the decision to leave.
I also just remembered that Piper said, this is a thing that kind of brought me back on her side is when they were talking quietly before they left, where she was like, I mean, the followers weren't like that big of a deal. Like, I have a master's degree in marketing. Like, I probably could have got them on my own somehow. Like, she literally said that, which, again, it's kind of crazy how we went from not acknowledging any sort of social media contribution at all to literally discussing the positive effects that you'll have about all the followers that you're going to get. And for her to be like, well, I guess it wasn't that big of a deal. It's like, if it wasn't that big of a deal, then why did you just come and like ruin your life here? Like, what's just stay home?
Demi said that they were the villains in their own story, and they were.
Yeah.
Yes, they were.
Fucked this up for themselves.
They
entirely.
Really did. They really did.
They definitely did. And, you know, last week was bad with people unfollowing Brendan, and I'm going to think that this week it's just going to continue because he still really look good. Last time I looked, it was like 250,000.
Yeah, all right.
And that's 250,000 too many people, so.
Agreed. Natasha's almost pushing four.
Yeah, I'm over. 100?
Over.
Over
four?
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah. So they're gone. Wells is talking to everyone. He had a great line. He said, you know, they're truly the only rule there is across the board on all the shows, don't come on with a boyfriend or girlfriend. Mm-hmm. It's like really across the board.
Show up single.
Yeah.
Show up single.
Not that hard.
Last line from Brendan that killed me in the car.
Yeah.
With Piper, he said, I didn't want to mislead anyone. I just withheld information.
That's an argument I make, like, all the time.
I was like,
what do you mean? I just didn't tell you.
I didn't lie. I just didn't want to mislead you.
Just
withheld information.
I just did not tell you the truth.
It's ridiculous. It's lying. It's still lying.
It's really insane. But we had a
this guy shift.
He's just
stinks.
The worst. He's
stinks
just
out loud.
Worst. And his like tone of voice, even when he was getting on, he's like, I'm gonna remove myself because I have nothing left to say. It's like, shut up. That's not even your real voice. Ugh.
He looked but a complete shift here from the Brendan and Piper stuff. Now we're in love. We're getting sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Riley and Marissa are on the beach.
licking whipped cream.
Yeah, they were.
Off each other's bodies, their toes, their boobs, their thighs, it was sexual.
What was the, what was she using?
Whipped cream.
No, to choose what body part?
Oh,
a wheel, like a pinwheel?
No, she had a bowl.
Oh,
with
yeah,
pieces
yeah.
of paper, okay, and okay. you picked the body part out.
I was horny. Yeah, I really was.
It was a sexy moment.
It was sexual.
How do you not watch that and get all worked up? I mean, they're licking each. He's licking her chest. On live television.
It was wild. You turned to me and you said, "Do they in past times have they done this?" And I don't think that any date has gotten quite as sexual as this one. I think this is like the most sexual date I've seen on The Bachelor.
Yeah, I mean, her boobs were out. They had a black box
over her whole chest. Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah, it was great.
Well said. He was like, "It was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen because I know what's on the beach." And I know where they're stepping. And he was like, but also, if you're toe sucking, you may end up engaged at the end of this.
Yeah.
That's true. That's really true.
Yeah, no, it was great. They look like they're in a great place right now. The one person who probably had, like she said, a terrible birthday. Mm. You know, she cried, said last year she got COVID on her birthday. She said this was even worse. Tammy, it's Tammy's birthday.
Or Tammy.
They're celebrating. But before the rose ceremony, everybody's tense, right, too, because there's 9 guys and 14 girls, so there's a lot of girls going home. Tammy has felt confident with Thomas, but Thomas just went on this date with Becca, and he goes to basically break up with her and say, you know, I don't think I can get there with you. And it was really sad to watch because she really did try and, like, fight for it and to get, like, more of an explanation out of him. When it sucked because I felt bad for her because I really thought it was going to just going to reach Thomas being like, look, I like Becca more than you. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, he did kind of say that was the most painful part about that. Obviously, it sucks that he had to even have the conversation. Tammy, I keep calling them Tommy because Thomas and Tammy. Tammy looked really sad. But Thomas said, I went on the date with Becca and I had a really good time and I didn't feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, ouch. Like, Jesus Christ, on her birthday.
On her birthday.
Oh, man, that's tough to hear. But he couldn't be any more clear, you know?
No, he was very, he was clear.
What broke my heart when he was like, I don't want to make you upset. And she was like, well, you're clearly making me upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what else she said? She said, you're my best friend. And I was like,
that was weird.
This feels...
She also said, I gave him everything at one point. Trusted I gave him you. Everything. I was like, it's been like 5 days.
Yeah. These bitches are so dramatic on this show.
They're so dramatic.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think a part of
I would be just as dramatic. Yeah, I want to put that on record.
For sure. That's exactly what I was going to say. I think a part of those tears, and like she had said, once she was crying, you know, I feel so stupid, things like that, is like, you're on TV, and you know, like, what's happening, like, is embarrassing.
It's foolish. She feels foolish.
Right, exactly.
Something foolish.
Exactly, especially when she left Aaron for Thomas and made that decision, and now here she is, same thing happening. So she was very upset. Aaron, you know,
how about him in the background? Well, you know, I don't like to say I told you so.
I
like to say that. Yes, you do. That's literally your favorite thing to do is to tell people you told them so.
I was upset because I knew Aaron would be happy.
Yeah.
And it was sad for Tammy. They did like the back and forth of the, you know, Becca and Thomas making out, cutting to her crying. And
that was brutal.
Also,
how about Thomas? Yeah, just, he's like, hold on, Becca, like, BRB, I gotta go break up with Tammy. Breaks up with Tammy. She runs off crying. It's her birthday. And he's like, all right, well, I guess me and Becca can go make out on the couches, like, tongue on tongue out in the open. Like, okay, is that fine? Or is that, like, a little insensitive? Like, maybe wait until she at least leaves or, like, goes, I don't know. Are you gonna get tongued down 10 feet away from the girls?
Here's the thing,
she's
off the beach at that point.
She's off the beach, and if you don't care, you don't care. Like he said, he went on the beach. I don't feel guilty about it.
I don't feel guilty.
If he doesn't care, he's not going to care that Tammy's crying. He's like, I want to go make out with
I would feel so weird doing that. Like, I feel like I would feel, maybe I would.
But if you don't like the person.
If I don't like them. True, if I don't like them, I don't give a fuck. Just feels very, I don't know, very in her face. Very, like, directly, fuck you.
The rose ceremony, Wells, our fearless leader, comes out and makes a big statement saying, you know, I feel like someone here deserves a second chance. They, you know, obviously had this not work out for them so far. Mm-hmm. And they bring out an extra rose for Natasha because now, you know, Brendan and Piper are gone. So Natasha gets to stay, which is interesting to me And it's funny because it's just such a producer thing, because obviously producers know that Dr. Joe is coming, and they were like, well, we got to put Natasha and Dr. Joe on a date.
Of course. Yeah.
Of course. So Natasha's got to stay. So they, you know, bring in that magical extra rose.
You know, I cried.
To save Natasha.
I cried when they came out. Oh. I was like, oh, just the way that everybody reacted, and she immediately, like,
I mean, the way that Wells delivered it too,
yes,
was great.
He's so sweet.
Yeah, he is.
I was
so
like,
sweet.
This is the sweetest moment ever. And he was like, somebody here just really deserves another chance and was wronged, and just we all feel that, yeah, you deserve another chance. People were clapping. Oh, I just, it touched my heart. Touched
make
my soul.
Wells the host.
Make Wells.
That's
Wells
all I have to say.
Make Wells the host.
He, yeah, knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. He observes everyone. Make Wells the host.
Yes. I agree with you. All the pairings made a lot of sense for the rose ceremony. Ivan and Kendall. I don't know what the hell is going
on
there.
When did they start talking?
Never seen them talk one time.
Me neither.
But Ivan's out here giving his rose to Kendall. So
it's crazy. That's
crazy. Don't know what's going on there. James and Tia. James also gave his rose to Tia. And then came down to Aaron, and he gave his rose to Chelsea. So that meant that Demi, Jesenia, Tammy, and Deandra all went home.
With Tammy, that, can I say that I thought it was crazy how on Demi's face and Tammy's face, maybe even Jesenia a little bit, they all kind of looked like maybe Aaron will pick me. In a way. And I was like, in what world
is
he going to pick
fair.
Any of you? Do you think?
I think it's fair just because I don't think that there is any, like, it doesn't feel like there's any romantic connection between him and Chelsea after, yeah, their date. Or unless, you know, we didn't see anything that would lead us to think that after the date, like, they were feeling each other.
Yeah.
So I could have seen him, like, doing some kind of, like, this person deserves to stay here.
Or the producers telling Aaron,
yeah, exactly.
You think?
Keep Demi around just for one more week.
Yeah. Right. I would have been pissed if he picked Demi. I think out of those people, if he picked Tammy, I think that would have been most interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tammy, but just the berater.
Yes. He is far too petty to pick Tammy.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, of course.
So, you know, Tammy's in the cards, sad with the cupcake.
Oh, what an image.
Demi is upset. She's crying, feeling embarrassed. You know, that's what we're talking about. Like, Joe was saying that he feels like Demi has a very, you know, hard shell on the inside. She's
Yeah, and he was saying, like, you know, I hope she finds somebody, blah, 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 which made me think, and I brought this up to you guys, do we think that there would ever be a situation where Demi would be the lead in maybe either as a bachelorette or as, like, the first bisexual bachelorette? Do we think that that's ever an option for Demi? Like, I think it's had me thinking since she was on.
I think it's maybe an option.
Yeah.
But I think she has at this point just been on so many times.
What about Claire?
True. A lot of people have been on a million times.
Like, yeah.
And they've made them. Nick Vile. I mean, you know, people like that.
People have put in some fucking time.
I wonder about her. The only reason I wonder this is because I feel like this time around, usually Demi's just like, she's bad bitch 24/7, no matter what, doesn't give a fuck. I was surprised to see her, like, kind of crying and leaving and actually seeming upset and, like, I bought it. Like, whether it was a show or not, I bought her feeling sad in this round. And Joe saying that, like, I really hope she does find someone. It just felt a little, something about it put something in the air for me that made me think, oh,
yeah, you never know. It's for sure a possibility.
I think I'd like that.
I also think getting sent home and nobody picking you to like you is going to make you upset enough.
Sure, yeah.
Even if you didn't actually want to be there, it's like, oh, damn, nobody really likes me.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess I got to go home now.
I guess I wouldn't have expected it out of Demi just based on how she's been reacting this whole time. I was, like, kind of not giving a fuck, except for with Kenny, I guess.
Lil Jon's our new host. He comes down to the beach, throws out a few yayas, and everybody's freaking out. They're excited. Yeah. And then we have some new guys on the beach. Blake.
No idea who he is. Super hot.
Literally no idea. He is attractive, an attractive guy. And I'm convinced now that Tia must have, like, told a producer when she signed up to come on this season, like, a list. And they do this. They say they do this. Like, they tell producers who they like and who they want to meet. She must have put Blake on her list because I don't know how this guy makes it on Paradise without one of them being suggesting him. I have no idea who
he
was.
Oh, he's cute, or, oh, I saw him.
Not a clue.
Whatever. What season, even?
I didn't want to ask you guys who he was because I didn't want to sound stupid.
No.
I'm feeling really good right now.
No, literally do not remember him at all.
Clarentatious?
He was on Clarentatious. This Blake is why Blake Moynes was called Blake Moynes.
Yes, that's right.
Because I think he's also a Blake M.
Yes, now I'm remembering this.
He wasn't around for very long. He does seem very handsome and very sweet. He's from the Midwest.
Tia clearly wanted to meet this man. Should they go on a date together? She's calling him Taddy Daddy. She loves this guy. She's like so in. They're on the dune buggies. Mm-hmm.
You should have made her what her vagina dance.
Yeah, she said if it doesn't make your vagina dance, it's not worth it. She thinks it could work in the real world, and she also said Blake is the one person I wanted to see here, which makes me think she told the producers, "Hey, I want to come if fucking Blake M from Claire's season is there."
It's always hilarious when somebody always says, "Oh, I was waiting for this person to show up," and you have no idea. Like the same thing with Chris. When Chris came, all these girls are like, "Ah, Chris is here," and the audience is saying, "Who the hell is Chris?
Who the fuck is Chris?"
So I guess good for Tia and Blake, but once I'm just like,
I
got off the show.
They had a very comfortable I liked that very much. I'm very into them as a couple.
Like I was into the date. It was like, wow, so these two really do make sense. I felt like I was watching a real date.
Honestly, they were saying like, oh, people are going to think that we've like met before or whatever. And she's like, yeah, I know. It's so comfortable. I was like, yeah, I really do think it looks like you've met before. Not in a way where I'm like, you've met before. Yeah. But like, wow, they seem so comfortable. These two might having a good time. Yeah. I kind of hope so. I think they're a really cute couple. I love him for Tia.
Taddy Daddy.
Seems like a good guy. And he's Taddy Daddy.
I'm rooting for that.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for Tia here to find somebody.
Yep, for sure. Kenny and Mari are like in love at this point. They're just obsessed with each other. Boom, boom, room, doing all that stuff.
Yep.
Dr. Joe is the next guy to come down. Love Dr. Joe.
How happy were you, Fran, when Dr. Joe walked down those steps?
I was pumped, but I just think they kind of did Dr. Joe a little dirty because I feel like they solely used him in the best friend of Brendan storyline. So they saved him and sent him down later. Where now, like, everybody's paired up. So, like, nobody's going to, like, break up their couple for Dr. Joe.
Yeah.
Everybody's in a strong situation. Mm-hmm. The only person that would be viable with is Natasha. But from the way their date went, because Dr. Joe gave Natasha his date card, his whole demeanor changed after Natasha was like, Brendan, like, was very close to ruining my entire experience.
Immediately.
He couldn't believe it. I did not realize how close they are. But when Dr. Joe was like, my Brendan.
My Brendan.
I was like, oh, fuck, these guys are best friends. Yeah. And after that, I think it's toast.
I feel like it's tough for a guy when he finds out his guy best friend's a douchebag.
Yeah.
He's like, bro, why do you got to be this way? Yeah. Like, Dr. Joe's a really nice guy.
Right.
He's probably fooled by Brendan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Dr. Joe is also conscious of the fact that, like, oh, like, now is it going to look like I hate my best friend, that I'm going to, come in and make him look even worse, because
he's not going to sit there and bash his friend.
Yeah.
Like, arguably, his friend fucked up, and he should be on the side of Natasha in this case, like, just across the board. But when you come in, you're meeting somebody, and they start talking shit about your best friend, you're just like, damn, that's my best friend. What can I say? You know what I mean? I'm not gonna talk shit. I'm not gonna say anything. There's two sides to every story. I gotta talk to my friend. You know what I mean? Like, he's not gonna, especially for some girl he literally just met.
Yeah, Dr. Joe didn't see the episode, so how's he supposed to know?
Yeah,
his best friend. Very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. But the producers, they know what they're doing here. They always know what they're doing, and they knew by bringing Dr. Joe in and putting her on. Like, they're just fucking Natasha over so badly here. Brendan was, but now it's like, okay, now we're just fucking
Let's give her Brendan's best friend.
And then let's make her the bachelorette because we fucked her over so bad.
Yeah, Brendan.
Could be.
And you could tell Dr. Joe was like, I don't know what I should say.
Yeah.
He put his arm around her like, buddy.
What do I say about Piper?
Like, the whole time.
Yeah. Don't want to get in trouble here.
That was my favorite part where she was like, oh, you know, Brendan. And that's why he was so shocked even that he was like there, I guess. He was like, my Brendan? And then went on about it. And then Natasha asked him, like, did you know that he and Piper like had whatever? And before he responded, he was like,
he's like, oh.
It was just not an answer. Obviously, he knows. Your friends know everything.
Yeah.
But his face trying to hide the emotion of the fact that he, like, knew exactly what she was talking about. It's tough.
Yeah, he walked out, like, with his arm around her, was like, it had to be Brendan, huh?
Yeah.
Like, and even Natasha was like, yeah, so that's over. Like, she could tell that it wasn't going to work either.
Nope.
And then we ended on a wholesome note, but also kind of sad at the same time for one person, but still very wholesome. Joe and Serena, they set up this little picnic date. Joe, by the way, God bless him, but like, what's he doing? He's got He's in slides and socks on the beach.
He doesn't give a fuck what he looks like this time around. No, like, he's coming out. He's like, I am just me. Like, I'm grocery store Joe. Like, yeah, this is me. And that's how he's acting.
Yeah.
I love it.
I cried watching these two.
Yes.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Serena told Joe that she is falling in love with him. He said, I'm falling in love with you too. And her reaction was so adorable. She was like, really? No way. Yes. Like, she was so excited.
Really?
That's yeah,
what they're coming back. Yes, they're like, coming back.
The, it's really, the really, really so cute. Is what brings the,
but,
brings it out.
It was adorable. Unfortunately, it did seem like it was in the eye vision. You know, Kendall could see this going on.
Yeah, it was inside of Kendall's mouth, essentially.
Yeah, like, Kendall.
Was, couldn't have been any closer to Kendall.
Kendall's trying. It's not working. Mm-hmm. This Ivan situation, confusing, weird. Like, Ivan tried to get her to kiss him.
So, like, what I interpreted about that situation is that she was clearly watching Joe and yeah. Serena being upset. Ivan sees that and turns around and is like, come here. Like, and trying she was to like, comfort no. her by, like, giving her a kiss. And she was like, actually, I'm just like, it's yeah. too much PDA. I'm, like, not comfortable with it. And he was yeah. like, okay, I get it. I feel bad for him in that
situation.
Feel
bad for Ivan, yeah.
Because that's so awkward. But yep. we remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure Kendall did this whole same thing to Joe when she was making out with Leo on the beach right in front of Joe's face. So I'm sorry, Kendall, but I'm, you know, what are you going to do? Sometimes your ex slash guy you want to date is making out with somebody who's like a little bit better than you, maybe right in front of your face.
I'm not going to say one is better than the other.
He not better just than the other,
likes Serena
that he likes more, that he
more
likes
at this point.
Yes.
I don't feel bad for Kendall.
Yeah, I don't either.
Go home.
Yeah,
go home. He clearly like you're
right. It's your relationship
like, you're
is
like
over.
A nuisance at this point.
Yeah, she's holding on to something that is from the outside blatantly obvious that it's
yeah.
over.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So it is. It's more than anything now. It's just like sad. Like it's just yes. like
right.
Like oh, this is just tough to watch for.
Did
her.
She? We didn't hear from her, right? She just the end of it was her walking off.
Yeah, she just said anything. She needed to go. They were like, is yeah. she leaving? We don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. She just felt like. Obviously, she didn't want to be watching that.
Yeah.
But I think that kind of like wraps up. We're not sure what's going to happen because there's a storm coming. They're all looks like they're evacuating the beach.
Yeah.
So we'll I see what goes on there.
I think a storm is coming in more ways than one. I think yeah. there's a lot going to happen this season.
Yeah. Yeah. We got some more guys coming in. We are not going to be doing questions tonight.
Nope.
We will not. So sorry to all those that are, you know, in the chat right now. We love you so much.
We love you, everyone watching.
But we are going to cut some stems and give out some.
Yes. Merch. Yes.
Can we just collectively cut the same rose?
What's our general one?
Brendan?
Brendan.
Yeah.
Brendan.
Oh, well, oh, yeah.
Brendan,
I mean, he's been an umbrella cut the last 2 weeks.
Yes, he really has. He really has.
And Trent, it's rose cut golfing.
Golf.
Son of a bitch.
I cut him. I'm with that. Rose to golf.
Yeah.
Cut the stem of golf.
I mean, Trent is really like giving the rose. It's the Ryder Cup. He's excited. Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
Cutting, exactly. Missing bathroom.
Exactly. Yes. Perfect.
We want to cut Brendan as a whole.
Yeah, we're going to cut him.
Yeah.
We're cutting him out.
Across the board.
He's done.
Across the board.
For sure. Cut him out. I don't even know if I have. Truthfully, I don't think I have anybody else who I'd want to cut. Nobody really. He bothered me so much that anybody else that could have possibly bothered me in this episode was overshadowed completely. Like, I didn't even have time to think about anybody else that may or may not have pissed me off.
I agree. I just want to go with Brendan.
Yeah.
I think we should all put Brendan on the board.
I'm good with that.
Brendan.
Stem cut Brendan.
Oh.
Down the thing. Cut it for life. Cut it forever. Final cut. Goodbye. I don't want to see you ever again.
Yep.
I'm going to give my rose to Riley.
Yeah.
That's a good rose.
That man clearly knows how to work his tongue.
Yes, yes, he does. Yes, he does, Maria.
Sorry.
No, those two,
inappropriate,
those two deserve it.
No, they really
for,
do.
For
and I would, Marisa as well, yeah. But I got to give one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to give mine to Serena. I think that she went out on a limb.
Very cute.
She was nervous, and she was like, I feel like I got to tell Joe how I'm feeling, whatever. Did it. It went well. So happy for her. Rose to Serena.
I think I'm going to, I don't know. I'm in an interesting spot here.
It says Riley's tongue, not even Riley.
Riley's tongue, yeah. Tongue. Well, we know what you're really meaning, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That is what you're
meaning. Guys, I don't know.
Who could be good?
I mean.
We're not going to choose it for her.
That's true.
I mean, I'm going to give my rose. Look, I'm going to give my rose to Dr. Joe. I've loved Dr. Joe. I'm excited for him to be here. And I think he deserves it because he might not get one on his time on the beach. I think he got a little done a little dirty here because I think he's just they're coming in as like ooh evil Brendan's best friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
yeah.
he's such a sweet sweet man. Like
he got just, derailed so quick. Natasha probably hates him.
He does. Like, their conversation on the beach was so different than their conversation after
Dr. Joe,
after dinner.
Dr. Joe got heathered.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he did. Yeah, he did.
They're using a sweet man.
Yes.
For just a way to continue this Brendan story.
A pawn in their game.
He certainly
their
is.
Game.
Exactly.
Game.
A pawn in their game. All right, guys. I think that wraps it up for tonight's Cutting Stems.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We will be back on Friday. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts. We love you guys. And, you know, unfortunately, Trent's golfing. So if you want to roast him a little bit on Twitter, just tweet at Barstool Trent. I can't believe you picked golfing over us.
'Cause I'm so